This is gross.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh, it's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Like, this is totally gross.
No, no. This is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
It is that time again. Welcome to This is Gross. I'm your host, Jordan Gross. This episode, I got one of my good buddies, Dwan Edwards, defensive tackle for the Carolina Panthers, to come and sit down with me. He's actually the glue that holds that whole defensive line unit together, and he does a great job and is very unappreciated, so I thought he deserved a little airtime. But we recorded this right after our Monday practice of week one, and it was smoking hot outside, and we were super sweaty. We didn't even shower. We came right in and recorded it because we had meetings coming up. And you can actually hear a hum in the background because we had the air conditioner on full blast to cool our big bodies down. But great getting to know him and hearing a little bit about what it's like growing up in Montana. So this is Gross with defensive tackle Dwan Edwards. So for this week, I said I need to get the most important member of our defensive line for the Carolina Panthers. And I was like, okay, so the fans will think it's Greg Hardy or Charles Johnson. But I said, those who know would know that it's Star Lotulelei. So then when he was busy, exactly. I said, it's Dwan Edwards.
Exactly. And I'm glad to be the second choice.
Here he is.
Yes.
Actually, I already did Star in the spring. So, no, you're really the most important part of the defensive line.
Nice. Nice.
Do you agree with that?
I agree 100%.
And I thought we were going to lose you this offseason.
It was close. It was. You know, it's the business of the NFL. It came right knocking on my front door.
Well, I got a little of it too, and you did as well. But we're old. See?
Yeah.
That's the problem. Once you're 30 or
high
more.
High miles.
It's like, but it's, I would say that we're like a Volvo.
Exactly.
Like 100,000 miles, you're just getting broken in.
Yeah, you're just kind of excited to see one of those on the road.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh, a classic.
Yeah, there you go.
I wish I could get one of those. They don't make them anymore.
Right. Not like us.
Well, thanks for doing it. We had practice today, and it was like, I would say 95 with humidity.
Yeah, it was a little warm. It snuck up on me a little bit today.
We didn't even change our clothes. You're so dedicated to the show. You're like, let's do it right now.
I got to get it done for you.
What would you say if you were to take off your shorts and weigh them right now with the sweat in them? What are you going to say your shorts are, over under? 5 pounds.
A little under.
Under?
A little under, but not much.
5 pound shorts.
Much.
I think mine are 7.
That's...
They're dripping. As we speak, they're dripping down my
leg. I'm dripping myself.
Good thing this is only audio, because it's a little nasty.
It is. It probably smells in here, too. It's Khalil.
So last year, we signed you, and it was like this week, right?
Yeah, a year ago, probably about today.
And you'd been in Buffalo, and before that, you were
in Baltimore.
And I'd heard of you, because, I mean, you know, you've been in the league, you hear guys. But you show up, you have a 2-sack game.
Yeah, first game. How about that?
Was that your first 2-sack game?
Maybe second.
I was like, this guy's a pass rush dynamo.
Who'd know? I think I had like about 5 career sacks before I got here and had 2 the first
game. And then you come in and you're like, swim move, sack, rip move. You didn't even know the plays probably.
It was a little different. Definitely terminology and stuff was a little different. Heard of, you know, some concepts you've done all over, but it was definitely different.
So when you show up to a team, because I've been lucky to be here the whole time, you show up the week of the game, tell me what that mindset's like.
I don't want to screw up. That's I don't want to let these guys down. They told me I was the guy when I got here, and you know, they gave me as many reps as possible. I remember the weather kicking my butt when I got here.
Well, we had to practice in Tampa the whole week.
Exactly, and I was feeling it, doing my best not to show it, but I was feeling it. And you just try not to mess up and play as fast as you can, and you know, make it look like you belong.
Well, it was sweet. Everybody's like, man, that was a great thing. I remember when we were down at the IMG Academy's training, the first conversation I had with you, we were in the cold tub.
Yeah.
And we started talking about kids. You're like, oh, I have a son who's 7 or 8, whatever he was last year. Then you're like, I got 2 daughters also. And my oldest is like 15 or something crazy.
13.
Yeah. 13. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God. How old is this guy? He said you were like my age. And I was thinking, man, I'm late, man. I was behind. But our kids ended up being friends.
Yeah, yeah.
They went to school together.
Yes, they did.
And my son was big into your son because of Skylanders.
Skylanders is a huge... It's big among the young kids these days.
Are we still into Skylanders?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Now, do you have the video game with, like, the portal and all that? See, I wouldn't let Teddy get it yet. And because
oh, you got to.
Well, I know, but I didn't want it to be like a video game head, and so the poor kids just got like all the figures, and they don't even like move. You're supposed to set them on the portal, and then it plays the game. So he only has the figures.
He's only half playing with them.
Right. He's like a, it's like a collectible.
Yeah.
So you got the game and everything.
Oh yeah.
All right. Well,
but they're here now, so they don't have that here.
So they're here. They're back.
Yeah.
So how's it work when I went through this with Ben Hartsock a little bit when you're like you've been on a couple different teams, right?
Yeah.
And you're always having to like decide where the family's going to go.
And that is very tough. A lot of part about the NFL, a lot of people don't realize it's pretty tough on families, guys that are caught in situations they got to move or they've got a house established somewhere else and, you know, having to decide whether to move kids and switch schools and go back. And it's a really tough decision, probably the toughest one that I've had to deal with in my career.
So your poor family ended up in Buffalo as your home location out of all the towns.
Yes. Yeah.
How are we feeling about that?
We like it. We enjoy it. We live in a great part of Orchard Park. It's a nice community, and I got everything I need there. So
you really don't like the sun, and you enjoy long, long gray winters. Is that why you live in Buffalo? And wings.
I'm from Montana.
Well, Montana's like beautiful.
Yeah. I can deal with the cold.
Are you comparing Buffalo to Montana right now?
A little bit, weather-wise.
Weather-wise, yeah. That's it. And Montana has no speed limit.
Used to.
They do now.
They do now. I was fortunate enough to grow up. About the time I got my driver's license, there was no speed limit.
Tell me how that works. Can you even get a speeding ticket?
You could get a reckless driving ticket.
So how
if you're going about 100 or so, they'll pull you over. I can vouch for that.
Did you get pulled over?
Yeah. No ticket.
So you got pulled over in an area with no speeding limit.
Yeah.
How fast were you going? Tell me that story, please. Start
I was probably going.
How old were you?
17.
Driving a
87 Chevy Suburban.
An 87 Suburban,
like no CD player.
Oh yeah,
all radio.
Did it have a tape deck?
No tape deck.
It did.
No tape deck. Just radio.
Did it have like the push?
Yes.
Like the presets were push.
Yes.
Right, and you had to adjust it.
That's how I was rolling in Montana.
And then you put on like some Jodeci.
If I could find that station in Montana, a lot of country. But it was a it's a great place to grow up, and I was rolling hard in the Chevy.
So you're in the Bourbon on the open highway.
I could take a lot of friends though.
Was it like a two-door Suburban or the four-door?
Four-door. Big boy.
Lifted?
Yeah. No, I wasn't lifted. It was my mom's, too. I had to borrow it. That's how bad it was.
Well, you need the four-wheel drive in Montana, right?
All the time.
So you're in Montana growing up, and you say, someday I'm going to be a pro football player. That's like my Idaho. Growing up in Idaho, and like, was that your dream as a kid? Because I always wanted to be a football player, and like, I kind of thought it was crazy.
I wanted to be a football player, but where I'm from, people don't go to the NFL.
Which is where?
Billings, Montana.
Billings,
Montana.
Hometown of Montana State, right?
No, Bozeman.
Bozeman.
I would say Columbus. People would kill me if I didn't say Columbus. I was born in Billings, raised in Columbus, Montana.
Well, because we get a lot of listeners from Columbus, Montana on this show. Trust me.
They'll come after me.
Trust me.
I don't have a Twitter, but if I did, they'd come after me on Twitter. I'd say you're
from Columbus. You're from Columbus.
Yeah.
And so how come you didn't go to Montana, one of those schools, sweet schools?
I was yay close to going to University of Montana.
Yay, because people can't see.
People,
he held up
radio,
like roughly an inch to three-quarter inch gap with his fingers there.
Small. But I got recruited by Oregon State. Mike Riley was recruiting me at the time, and he ended up going to the Chargers and drafting Ryan Leaf. That worked out real well.
Ooh, yeah. Good for him.
Dennis Erickson came to Oregon State and kind of took over recruiting and persuaded me not to go to university.
You must have been incredibly, incredibly sweet in high school to get recruited by Oregon State in Montana, true or false? Go ahead and say it.
I'm going to say yeah.
You had to have been, because I was sweet in Idaho, and I couldn't get an offer from Oregon or Oregon State or University of Washington.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, because I was from Fruitland, Idaho. That's not a powerhouse like Columbus, Montana.
I don't know how exactly I ended up going to Oregon State, but you know, I guess if you're talented, they'll find you somewhere.
Who else recruited you then?
Colorado State, Washington State a little bit. I got letters for everybody, but honestly, I didn't know a lot about recruiting and how the whole thing worked. There wasn't a lot of guys around me that were getting recruited.
Because how many guys were on your – how big was your high school?
Oh, my goodness. I might have had 60, 70 kids in my high school.
The whole graduating class.
That's not what I was.
Not
my high school, but it was
– I was 73.
Yeah, it was roughly – small town. Real small town.
We probably could have played you guys in football. It just been me and you dominating everyone.
That would have been only matchup.
And there would have been a recruiter there from Oregon State, and he would have said, we're going with Dwan. This gross kid's going to flop, right? All right, so you got speeding tickets. What else? Montana. Let me guess your hobbies. Deer hunting.
I did a little deer hunting. But
snow skiing?
Yeah, before I got into football,
right.
Any time, I was a skier. I'd like to get back.
Sports galore?
Yeah, sports. There was no off season.
Wow.
Baseball, basketball, football.
Well, I can picture you in that 87 Suburban right now.
I was rolling hard.
Okay, so now fast forward, and you're in the NFL, and you're just a 2-sack-a-game D-tackle, which is what we all come to expect now. Take me through, because I'm probably going to get all those guys in your room on my show. Take me through your defensive line meeting room. You've got a cast of characters in there right now that are kind of weird.
No doubt about it.
You got Charles.
Yeah.
What's he like in meetings?
Charles is a good guy, man. Very attentive.
He is?
He's pretty attentive, man.
Pretty attentive.
He's focused on. Coach Wash does a good job of keeping everybody into the meeting. He's very passionate and excited. He's not going to let you nod off and get too comfortable in the meeting. So he's going to make sure everybody's involved. And man, Charles does a good job when we can get him.
So his football knowledge is getting higher and higher. I remember when Charles got here, he was like literally 20 years old, and he was like the least knowledgeable football player ever. So you could like make a fake call and point the other way, and then you could turn back and jump set him. Yeah, he'd be like frozen every time. Not anymore.
He's grown up a lot, man. A guy I definitely love having in a room, and a guy who continues to work even after he gets a little bit of money.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Star, how's Star doing?
I've been waiting for Star to learn the English language.
He doesn't speak.
No, he's kind of a mute, but. I remember being in Baltimore with Lodi Nada. He was kind of the same way.
He's a mute.
The next year, you couldn't shut him up. So well, Star breaks out of his.
They
show.
Said at Utah, Star didn't talk either.
Yeah.
And what are we thinking about his hair?
Not much good. I don't know what to call it. What the style is.
Somebody said he looks like a Mayan boy who's like local villager gave him his haircut.
Yeah, he got it by a blind man cut his hair.
And he asked me where I get my hair cut. It's like he wanted to get it the same. I said, Star, I'm offended right now that you think we have the same haircut.
I just want to know what the plan is. What you call it? What are you going for?
Where do you go from? The bangs are so short that it looks like he's like going bald in the front, and then it's just carrying down in the back.
He's holding on.
But I don't think he's going bald. I was looking at it up close in meetings, and it's thick as like a raccoon's on his head. I don't know where he's headed with it. Well, and then you got Short, KK.
KK.
Self-given nickname.
I don't know.
K-Wan.
He tells me he can play basketball. He's from Indiana. It doesn't mean he can play basketball.
What do you think?
I don't know.
All you D-linemen think you're sweet
you're
at basketball.
You're right. I heard today the Kraken was bringing me to another guy who says he can beat LeBron James one-on-one.
He said he can beat LeBron James.
That's close to the 50 sacks.
Do you think's more likely? 50 sacks or beating LeBron one-on-one?
Oh, that is a great question. I'm going to go with 50 sacks.
I'm saying 50 sacks as well.
Realistic than him beating LeBron James.
He's talking like a game to 10, winners outs?
I think so.
Three-point counts as two?
He is serious.
He's dead serious.
Yes.
All right, well, I'm going to write that down right now. So when I interview the Kraken, is that what you guys call him in meetings? Is Coach Washington, your D-line coach, like, all right, right here, Charles, nice job, sit on the edge. The Kraken, way to pursue from the backside. Is that how it goes?
I don't hear Coach Wash referred to him Kraken. I think that's another
self-given
nickname.
You guys all have nicknames, though. Kraken. What are the? So you're the you're who?
I am the Phoenix.
You've risen
from the ashes of Buffalo,
which is your home.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Which is similar to Montana.
Maybe I shouldn't say that because I got to go
okay.
back home.
Okay. You're from the ashes. What's a Star?
Man, I would have to have the shirt. I don't even know. I know Chuck.
Somebody's the Minotaur.
Yeah,
I think that's KK.
Yeah, I know Chuck is the Loch Ness Monster.
that's a good one.
Well given on that one.
Based on looks, maybe?
Yeah, you might just
okay.
guess.
Okay, does everybody else have names, or just kind of you guys?
I don't know.
Frank Alexander's got shirts made. Maybe it's a marketing ploy like Brian Bosworth used to do.
I think it is. I think G's working him for all
Kraken. Did you see? I've seen him on Twitter. His Twitter picture is his abs. What do you think about that?
I'm glad I'm not on Twitter.
Okay. Well, you know, like on Twitter, it'll say, do you follow similar to blah, blah, blah? Would you like to follow this person? And it shows me his abs every time. But I started laughing, but now I kind of throw up a little bit when I see him.
Yeah,
I don't think I'm putting my abs on there for mine. What do you think?
You shouldn't do that.
Why not? I might get like a stomach tat that says like Fruitland.
you should do, I don't know, you know someone who's got great abs that you could use theirs, and you could say it's yours.
D'Angelo. Right?
I wasn't going to go D'Angelo.
He's got good abs. I'll put D'Angelo on there as mine. No? Well, let's get you on Twitter, because you got to, like, just, you know, you're in the twilight of your career.
Is it worth it to have a Twitter?
Well, if you want to really know how many people hate you after football games, then you got to get on.
Yeah, that's
okay,
what I know.
That's the good
stuff. I don't
want
to get in one-on-one battles.
So, no, you can't respond. I only respond to a few things. Yeah. Usually, only if somebody puts like a really like well thought compliment. Like this one guy said that listening to This Is Gross is like finding an old armchair in the dumpster. You don't really know you need it, but once you find it, it's great. So I retweeted that.
Okay,
but some people are like, you know, you suck, and I think you're the worst left tackle ever, then that's like I usually fairly ignore that one.
Yeah.
But you're, you know, you just keep having 2 sacks a game, you'll be fine.
Yeah, they won't have too much bad to say, hopefully. Right.
So we have our HR meeting coming up. So this is where, this is like the you've made the team meeting. Because they come in.
You get a check.
You get a,
no,
we don't get a check.
Not yet.
But they fill out your insurance, your medical, all that stuff. And for you, that's got to be challenging because you have like, what, four kids?
I gotta be there
now
all day filling the paperwork.
All ages.
I got a new addition.
Right. Did you bring the birth certificate?
Probably not.
Here's my favorite one amongst my teammates, though, the young guys. So we sign up. Do you want to sign up for 401k with matching reimbursement from the league? Hey, do we have to do this? They ask.
I ain't giving them money.
Yeah, that's a good idea, guys. Go ahead and spend that money now so later, when you're old, you can be a statistic.
That's probably the easiest money that you can.
It is. No, it's easy. Yeah. It is easiest. Yeah. They match it. So we're going to get in there and set these guys straight.
You got to.
You know what I'm saying? All right. So what's the plan now? Cold tub?
Definitely cold tub.
Lunch?
Lunch.
We're on a great schedule here because we eat breakfast at 6:30. Then lunch is at 2:30.
Yeah. Nice little break. That,
take an 8-hour window.
Make sure you're hungry.
But then you can't eat too much because when you get home, you got to eat with the family.
Yeah.
So like at 5:30. So you go 8 hours, and then you go, boom, 2 hours, dinner.
This NFL football stuff is not easy.
It's
people
not
don't realize.
Easy. And then your wife's like, why didn't you eat more? Did you not like it? You're like, honey, my 2:30 lunch, plus I drank 17 Gatorade.
He hates my cooking.
Yeah, he's different. He used to like it. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Especially in crunch time like this, with the sweaty clothes,
I come and, through in the clutch,
and the nastiness, and the '87 Chev.
Yes,
with the note.
I need to get a picture of that thing.
Is it still in existence?
No, I hope not. To
you should get another.
It's in
one.
A better place.
You should get another one. Pimp
it
out.
It's better in the car than I had in college.
What'd you have in college?
'86 Toyota Corolla that I bought from a teammate with a Pell Grant. Thank you, Uncle Sam.
How much was it?
Two-seater. It might have been $500.
Five? And that would you drive home?
No, never in Montana.
You never drove home? Well, because you just got to go the speed limit. And then once you hit Montana, you can open her up.
I could really take some time off that.
Right across northern Idaho? You never drove? So you'd fly to Corvallis?
Portland.
And then drive down.
Yeah, that's a long
in
drive.
In the Corolla.
Too. Yes.
All right. Well, good luck to you. I hope you have two. I hope not only does the Kraken have 50 sacks, I hope who are you? The Phoenix has 50 sacks as well, and then there's no hassle this offseason with getting you back here. Hey, enjoy Buffalo this offseason too. That's going to be nice when you go back up there in like February.
And it's minus.
You know, good for you. That's a great decision. Okay,
hopefully I can get to my house and driveway.
All right, buddy, let's go. See you later.
Have a good one.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.